you know, Bill, for the first time, I'd have to say that you were actually funnier than David, and that takes a lot of doing for me to say that because I'm a big fan of his.
I must say I was surprised, given his antagonism towards you, that he had you on the show. In some sense, it's like someone inviting you into their house and you find out you've been invited in by, you know, John Wayne Gacy, the clown killer, because here he is saying, oh, I'm just throwing spitballs. Spitballs, he said he doesn't believe 60% of what you say, Bill. This was a knife fight, and I do believe it was over culture. When you think about him saying some of the horrible things that he said to you, I'm surprised you don't have a black eye this morning.
Well, I can give you 50 examples.
I would have been very embarrassed with that exchange. You wanted to give him 15 examples, and he was, in his own kind of bumbling way, trying to explain to you that you were making too much.
I thought he took a cheap shot at you there.
Because, you know, he says to you, oh, have you lost a relative in armed combat? Well, you could have shot back at him. Have you lost one, Dave? Let me just say, I think there were two issues that came up where the fact that you're a journalist was quite clear, and the fact that he's not, he's an entertainer, a comedian, was quite clear. One was about weapons of mass destruction. He wants to blame it all on the Bush administration. He doesn't even want to go back and say, well, wait a second, the CIA during the Clinton years had the same info. He doesn't want to talk about a fact that you introduced, that the British intelligence, the Russian intelligence, Egyptian intelligence, that they had the same information. He just wants to dismiss that and go right back to attacking President Bush. And I do think this was about the culture, though. I think you saw it right there.
Juan, I'm with you 100% on that. I know it was.
I want a rematch with more fun.
All right. Hey, I'm up for it anyway. I'll go back on Letterman anytime he wants me.